WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 6:40, Brock Hunter. Welcome to it.
In the studio, pop. Get a pop, lock, and drop it, Brock.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop it, and then I'm gonna lie on the ground going, oh, God! Oh! Why did I do that? Oh!
I'm gonna pop it, lock it, and then drop a hospital bill of about 50 grand.
Anyway, we gotta keep removing, folks. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, it looks like the pandemic has brought the supergroup Deadland Ritual to an early end, which is a bummer. You know, with all this pandemic talk, we've been talking about, you know, oh, so-and-so's been working on this, so-and-so's been trying this. They've had time to... It's not the case with this band. The band featured Geezer Butler of Black Sabbath, Billy Idol guitarist Steve Stevens, ex-Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver drummer Matt Sorum, and singer Frankie Perez. The group released a single in 2019 and did a handful of dates that year, but Butler told Bass Magazine, quote, "We had about 13 or 14 songs written and were about to go into the studio when the pandemic came along, and now Steve won't leave his house, and so I think Frankie is doing something else and Matt is doing something also." Butler added that he, quote, "might rescue some of their songs for a possible solo album, but as far as the supergroup, Deadland Ritual, nothing going to happen there."
Damn it, dude.
I know, right?
Damn you, pandemic.
Matt Sorum is one of my favorite drummers, like, ever. And obviously, Geezer Butler is an effing legend. I would have loved to have seen what happened with this. And I mean, couldn't they just release the album of the stuff that's done?
That's what I'm saying. I don't care. Well, do what you got to do.
Just put it out.
Do what you got to do. Figure it out.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a bummer there, because when I saw the lineup, I'm like, no effing way, dude. That's killer, man. That's like a killer lineup. And now we got nothing. Yeah.
Sweet
you.
Corona. Sweet Corona. Appreciate it.
You rat bastard. So who knows? Maybe we'll see him do a solo album. But for right now, DOA for that band right there. But that is your rock news. Now that I bummed everyone out, let's do some rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1969, Small Faces split up after Steve Marriott, the singer, announced he was leaving to form the band Humble Pie. So now, this is kind of a bittersweet thing, okay? Because obviously, Small Faces were fantastic. Steve Marriott, amazing. Humble Pie, one of my all-time favorite bands. Members from Small Faces, Ronnie Lane, Ian McLean, and Kenny Jones, did link up, though, with Ronnie Wood and Rod Stewart to form The Faces, which is another great incarnation of a band. So really, we had one band become two bands. So we had three bands from this kind of conglomerate of amazing artists. So, I mean, it's bad, but it's also good. You know what I mean? Like,
They can take care of a whole lineup, you're saying.
They literally could. You could literally have all three bands go, and you'd be set. You'd be fine. It'd be one of the greatest shows you've ever seen. But anyway, so from a breakup, you got some other stuff, which is good. All right, that's your rock news and rock history. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.